This is the Midwest Happy Hour. Cheers!
Okay, hey everyone.
Hi! Today is brought to you by the official drink of the Chicago Bears, Vizzy Hard Seltzer, which is made by Miller Lite, which is the official drink of the Chicago Bears.
Oh, interesting.
Crack. Oh, yeah. That was very loud. Papaya, passion fruit.
Trying to wake up my kids?
Yeah, no, not at all. 0%. Ooh, I like it.
Does it smell?
Yeah, it smells. Of course it does. Sit my river. Sit my river.
Smells remember nice and fruity.
Remember that?
What?
Let me sit my river.
Oh, yes.
Was that just us? Or did other people actually do
that? Like, DM us.
Let me sit my river.
Right, that's so funny. I forgot about that.
Yeah, me too.
Or what was it called when... you would chew someone else's gum.
ABC gum?
Yeah. My babysitter gave me ABC gum, and I always thought that it was really delicious. I didn't know it came from her mouth, but I would go to the grocery store looking for ABC gum.
And you're like, I cannot find this ABC gum anywhere.
It was so good. Then now I want to throw up.
That's what I asked. Dusty, I said, do you want some ABO? Gummies. Some already been opened.
Oh, like, no.
Yeah. And I just thought about that a couple weeks ago. Funny how you're bringing it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. already been chewed.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't wait. That's so much fun to, like, do to your kids, because they don't know. Like you're like an innocent child,
right?
You know, and your babysitter was like, can't wait to do it to your boys. You want some ABC gum? And then, like, see the look on their faces when they're like, no, not from your mouth.
Obviously, like, I was like, sure.
Do you think she really did that to you, though? Or, like, she just thought that it would be funny to call it ABC gum? And then, like,
no, I think she did. And that's so gross.
You shouldn't do that to children.
I'm pretty positive she also let us, like, smoke marijuana one time and watch Fantasia out at the old farmhouse.
Wow.
I was like in elementary
school. You're very young. Very young. Yeah. It's a good time to be experimenting with marijuana when you're like 8 or so.
Yep.
You can really decide whether you want to continue with that in your life.
I'm pretty positive that's what happened. Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. Because, like, why would that be a memory of mine?
Yeah. I don't think you would make that one up.
I don't think so either.
No. That would be a pretty crazy thing to make up.
Yeah. Like... I agree with that.
And also, you definitely had to be really young, because, like, at a certain point, Darby was old enough to babysit you. So you wouldn't have needed, like, a babysitter, you know?
Yeah. I was young.
Yeah. Cool. We had some really cool influences.
We did.
When we were young.
We did.
That's why we turned out so perfect.
We did.
You know?
We're functioning humans.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say so.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what's annoying?
What is?
I haven't worn my retainer, like, for, like, over a year. And my gap teeth are coming back.
No, Lacey, you knew you had to wear it for the rest of your life.
I know, but I think I just got lazy. But I do want to just put it in. I think I put it in, like, 6 months ago, and I just slept with it in.
Did that
and
work?
And I took an edible just so I could sleep. And then my teeth were... pulled back together and they were fine.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely works. Like,
but yeah, see.
Oh, little tiny gappies. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Little tiny gappies coming through.
But at least, like, your teeth were straight.
Yeah.
In general.
It was just gaps.
Yeah. I definitely I probably could use a trip back to the orthodontist as like a, you know, because I think, I don't know if that's a thing, but, like, now that I'm 30, like, my teeth are just different than they were when I got my braces when I was, like, 15, 16, 17, something like that. Because I remember I just got them taken off and I got my senior photos done. Mm-hmm. So I had to be, like, 16 or 17. And I lost my retainer in college, which was weird. I left it in the bathroom. Probably, who took it? Or did you throw it away? Because that's mean, because that costs a lot of money.
Right.
Like, it cost me $100 to go back and get a new one. But it was, like, a month before I could go back and get a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And my two front teeth, like, dropped back down.
Mm.
And my, like, So your center line is what they fixed. And so they shifted my teeth with my braces and that kind of like moved over a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so when I got a new retainer, like they don't just like give you the old one. They like retake an impression of your teeth and then give you a new retainer. And so like my teeth had shifted a little bit before I got that retainer. And now even when I wear it, I just feel like they're like it doesn't hurt when I wear it. But I'm like every night when I wear this, my teeth are like, they're struggling to be where I want them to be, like a little bit. Yeah. So especially last year, we went on vacation for 10 days. I fucking forgot my retainer and it was like rough when we got back and I wore it again.
So are you pretty like you wear them every night?
Yeah. 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 I only have an upper cause my bottom is permanent. So I just have an upper retainer and yeah.
Which is funny that I have bottoms, but my bottom teeth were perfectly fine. And I don't think they really did anything to them.
No, it's because you Invisalign wanted your money or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't like Smile Direct Club like getting sued right now?
I don't know. Are they?
Or Invisalign or something like one of those. Yeah. It's like, or they're out of business.
Are they?
Yeah. Something like that. One of them went out of business. So it's like.
Probably Smile Direct because Invisalign, you get it through the dentist.
Oh, interesting.
Your phone.
Oh, yeah, just like in the good old days. Invisalign, out of business. Allow. Smile Direct Club liquidation. 12/8/23.
Because that one.
Going out of business.
You yes. didn't. You just went online and did it.
Right. So, yeah. So, like, if you ordered, you know, you're, like, supposed to be getting whatever it is. Every 6 months, they send you a new pair or whatever. It's just like, well, I'm sorry. You're shit out of luck now.
Right. That's wild. No, I went to the dentist, and they took the impressions, and they put then these semi-permanent, because obviously they were removable, but, like, I couldn't do it. They basically had to be sawed down. They'd put these pieces on my teeth.
Like glue, kind of, or whatever, like cement,
like a cement.
Yeah, that's what holds in my.
And so then each retainer had the same impression, so that those would fit perfectly,
right?
And then move my teeth to where they needed to go, and I would like go get checked out like every 6 months or something like that.
And it didn't take very long because your teeth were already straight. You just wanted to close your gaps.
It took like two and a half years.
Really?
Yeah, I think.
Dang, and I feel like that's how long.
Or maybe it was.
Interesting.
It took about 2 years.
That's crazy because I don't think your teeth were that fucked up.
No.
Like your center line is good. You can see my center line. See how it's a little bit off?
Maybe a little bit.
But I can go, I can change it and make it center. See that?
Yeah.
But I think I will have to just like go get
braces again. I feel that way about my nose.
What do you mean? You can't change your nose.
Well, my nose was broken.
Okay.
And when they fixed it, I feel like it's not like fully straight.
Let's go get.
I feel like this kind of it like
kind of curves a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, I can see that, but I never knew that until you just told me right now. Only you know that.
Yeah. Same with your smile.
right. I know. I can tell that my center line is off.
What is that
in the hell?
Yeah. No, but my nose thing, like, it bothers me.
Well, but we should go get a consult by a plastic surgeon and just see what they tell us. And they'll be
what
like,
"What do you think I need done?"
They'll put an X wherever you think it's bad. It'll just be like a huge, like, your face is fucked.
I will do none of it.
No, I'm not going to get plastic surgery. I just saw a video about Jennifer Aniston. She looks crazy.
Does she?
Oh my God. Yeah. She definitely fucked some of her shit up. I mean, she doesn't.
Maybe a little bit too much filler this time.
Something like it's in the middle of her face. Like it looks like tight or something. Like it's crazy. And her mouth looks gigantic.
You know who I love? Pamela Anderson, because she is in her aging era and she loves it, and she like only puts some makeup on when she wants to, but she's letting her gray go gray. She's letting like her wrinkles just be her wrinkles.
I love it. Yeah, just be fucking old. It's fine. You don't have to look 30. You're 60.
I mean, to each their own. You do whatever makes you feel beautiful, but just know aging is also beautiful.
Yeah. And also, men don't care. I feel like I've said this 1,000 times on this podcast, but like...
The men that we know don't care. West Coast.
Do we need a new battery?
I don't know, dude.
What do you think is happening?
Why
Why are we fuzzy? Oh, maybe it's just that. We do that every time.
But I think West Coast men...
Care?
Care.
Oh, interesting.
Like or California. Like, the California people.
Yeah, but ew. I don't want them anyways.
Yeah, don't come here.
No, you're weird.
Yeah, but that's where all it's done. And then that's where the influence
right. comes it's from. Definitely about influence. Like, if all your friends are getting Botox, you're like,
I'm going to get Botox.
Yeah, you're like, wow, you look great. Let me do it.
And then they all post on social media, and they're all the celebrities. So then people in all of America or the world then thinks that they need it because they see other people get it. And it does look good if it's done right.
I suppose. But like, it just doesn't, to me, it's always like, it just doesn't look normal. Mm-hmm. You know, it bothers me that you can tell. You're like, what did you do? Like, you look weird.
I
don't
think that every time, because I know people that get it and it doesn't look like it at all. Like, I couldn't tell.
Yeah.
However, like, I just think the overdoneness and, like...
Yeah. Yeah, it's too much sometimes. Too much filler and, like, I don't know. Yeah, craziness. I think we need a new battery. I don't know what's happening. Is somebody trying to communicate with us right now?
Maybe.
Is somebody here with us?
Do we need to pause?
Are you telling us?
Just try a different battery?
Something. I don't know. If it does it again, then yeah.
Is this our punishment for not recording for a while?
Damn it. So we actually don't know how old the battery is, like, at all?
No, we changed it, like, the last time.
I don't think that we did. I think it was the time before.
No, I think it's, like, something... Am I going to have to cut all this out? This is why I don't edit anymore.
It's fine. Nothing has to be cut out. Have you heard about this crazy story? It started a year ago in Bloomington.
Okay.
Let me get off of Smile Direct Club. This fucking website sucks ass, but Taylor Brown, arrested by Normal Police Department officers on February 9th, 2023. The video went viral.
No.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like, the body cam footage went viral because she was at the station because her apartment caught on fire. And she was on the phone with her mom. And following a suspicious fire at a residence, like, okay, it's a suspicious fire, whatever. But they didn't, they wanted to interview her, so she went down to the police station, and after several hours of waiting for a detective to arrive, she chose to leave the police station since she had not been charged with any crime, which you're allowed to do. I haven't been charged with a crime. I'm free to go.
Yeah.
You know, I came down here for questioning. I'm not going to wait all fucking day.
Yeah.
And so the video is like, she's on the phone with her mom, and they're telling her that she can't leave, and they're trying to take her cell phone. And she, like, a fight ensues at the Normal Police Department, like, here in Bloomington. You didn't hear about this? It's crazy. Like, I'll show you. Here's part of the video. Violent arrest. I don't, maybe there's no sound or whatever, but basically what's happening is they're, like, trying to take her cell phone away.
Yes, everybody's phone is being seized.
She's on the phone with her mom. And her mom's telling her, like...
You never told me that my phone would be seized when I got here. She didn't tell me.
Okay, and when I got here, the detective wasn't here. We were waiting for the detective, so the detective's going to seize your phone.
No one told me any of this.
Okay.
You told me that you were about to take me home.
Okay, so I'm not going to sit here and argue with you. So you can hang up the phone with...
All of this is just crazy. Like, don't tell me what to do. I came down here voluntarily. So anyways, I'll just, like, fast forward to, like, the fight or whatever. But basically...
Oh, God, this is gonna be awful.
Yeah, so they tried to arrest her. Put her on the ground. Here, probably comes, like, quick.
No, okay, let's go ahead and hand me the phone.
I have to know if my girl...
Dude, I would act the same. I would be like, get away from me. Don't touch me. I am not under arrest. So she's fighting them, obviously, as you would, because you're being unlawfully detained.
We just want your phone.
We just want your phone.
You can't take my phone. Like, it's crazy. I don't... So this whole thing, like, it's long. It's like 5 minutes of, like, fighting the cops. Yeah. intense scuffle. She can be seen to have physically struck at least two of the officers attacking her as they attempted to seize her phone and subdue her. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to kick and scratch and bite if I feel like I'm being attacked. Like, it is what it is. I don't care if you're a cop and I'm in the police department. Like, you can't. What am I being arrested for? Why are you trying to take my phone? You can't take my phone. Do you have a warrant to take my phone? Like, no. So this whole entire thing happens. This was a year ago.
And it just went viral.
No. It went viral a year ago. Oh. So then they arrested her, put her in jail, and then released her with no bond, no charges. Just hours later, they just released her and then gave her phone back. Like,
no, that's wild.
Yeah. So she filed a civil lawsuit against the Normal Police Department, alleging she was falsely arrested, illegally had her phone seized, and was battered by Normal police officers.
Yeah.
As you should. And then nearly a year later, January 17th, 2024, she was charged with two counts of aggravated battery of a police officer.
They came at her. Are they... Oh, Normal, Illinois, you're doubling down.
Yeah. Oh, not... And it gets, like, weirder.
That pisses me off.
Resisting, obstructing a police officer, instead of taking the information from the police investigation to a grand jury. God damn it, fucking ads. State's attorney Erica Reynolds said her office is transferring the case because it has a conflict, though she declined to describe the conflict and cited court limitations on a public public statements about pending cases. So the state's attorney is like, I don't want anything to do with this. Two civil rights lawyers that originally filed the lawsuit have both filed motions to withdraw from the civil suit. So her two attorneys that, like, agreed to take the case have now withdrawn. Information came to light during the discovery process that was previously unknown to counsel sometime after September 15th. There has still been no information released by the Normal Police Department. About
what it was?
Regarding the fire at her home. And so, like, basically, okay, here you go. In a Bombshell exclusive interview, Brown's roommate, Ashantis Davis, accused Brown of causing the fire that left four women homeless. So I think that's what's happening, is they're basically saying that she's the one that started the fire.
No, but...
But still, that, you don't get the shit beat out of you by the cops in the cop shop.
Because they... That was not... like the point.
Yeah, exactly. They're not, even if they're, also you can't just seize someone's phone. Like, even if you think that they started the fire, you have to get a warrant to seize your phone.
Can we, like, properly train police officers? It's 2024, everyone. Yes, like, you shouldn't be fat. You shouldn't. I'm sorry, I'm gonna say it out loud because it's like, you gotta run people down.
Yes, they should have, they do have a prison
you need
test.
To go to, yes. Is that mean of me to say?
No, you're a fucking cop. Like
it's, you need to have, like, you need to basically go to boot camp.
Right. Also, it takes 16 weeks, I think it is, to become a police officer. 4 months of school. That's it.
That is wild.
You know how long you have to go to barber school? 17 weeks. You have to go to school longer to learn how to cut hair than you do to, like, become a cop.
But there's something weird that happens. Like, I wish I could remember the documentary that Flint and I watched, but it was this experiment where people volunteered to be in this experiment. Mm-hmm. And it was, you were either told you're a prisoner or you're a cop.
Right.
And then it just let them play out.
Yeah, it's the Stanford experiment. It's famous.
And the people who were cops, mm-hmm, turned into dicks. Like,
it was like they had to quit it after, like, fucking, it was supposed to be like 7 days or something, and they had to quit it after four because they were gonna, like, kill people.
Yeah, like, it's wild. Yeah. When you get an entitlement, like, or like when you get, like, a title,
you're
empowered, like, you all of a sudden think you're hot shit and better than people, and, like,
right, and you can treat people however you want, and, like, you're above the law.
So I wonder how often that does happen with all, like, different levels, like, law enforcement, politicians, like, all of it.
Even, just, like, bosses of anything.
Yeah.
Like, you just let yourself get worked up to where you have this, like, title. it all comes back to Survivor. I'm watching Survivor. They always try to get somebody to be the leader, and they hate it. The person's always like, I don't want to be the leader of the tribe because you're going to get mad at me, and I'm going to be the first one, like, voted out. Mm-hmm. But then some people go, I will be the leader of this tribe, and then they let it get to their head, and they start telling people what to do, mm-hmm. and it pisses people off. They're like, just because we elected you leader doesn't mean that you get to fucking be a dick and, like, tell me what to do, you know? I love it. Yeah. And, like, the judge recused herself. There's all kinds of stuff going on in this case that's fucking weird.
Man, I feel like I just keep saying things that are like problematic.
That's not problematic.
I can't say the word fat, I don't think.
Yes, overweight. You can. If you're a cop and you're overweight and you can't chase people, it's
like, what are you doing?
It's a weird problem.
Yeah.
Are you going to use your gun instead? Is that problematic, cops?
Huh? Right.
I know a fat cop. He used to be a cop in Colfax, and he said, I'm not chasing you. I said, right, I would run. And he goes, yeah, and I'm not chase you. And I was like,
cool,
yeah, neat, cool. I love it.
Like Jocko
Wilnick,
yeah, mm-hmm. was talking about how he, like, what the Navy, or like, because he was in the Navy,
yeah,
so he's like, what we went through, our law enforcement should have to go through, because wow. they're like,
I don't know about
in
that,
the sense of like
training
on a regular basis,
right
keeping and staying in shape, and not like training like mentally and physically, right. and also having proper like if you were to witness something or right. you're going through something psychologically, you need an extended amount of leave time where are just going to therapy and like figuring that out,
mental
before
health
before you're allowed to come back.
Yeah, for sure. You can't just like shoot somebody and be like, just another day on the job.
Right, exactly. Like, or just see some wild shit, like,
or get a gun pointed at you. Like, it's hard to deal with, you know.
Yeah. Like, if we, like, it's again 2024. I feel like if we know better, we should do better. Why don't we do better?
Yes,
and like all facets of America.
Right, exactly.
Not just law enforcement.
De-escalation, I think, is really the biggest part of it. Is like, you're better at de-escalating your four-year-old than that cop was at like of course, like, she's gonna
freak
out.
She was just saying, no, I'm not gonna give you my phone.
Yeah, and then you fucking
try to take it.
And then you're like, you're assaulting me. And it's like, no, you're assaulting me. Like,
yeah.
You wanna be assaulted? I would do it too. I would be like, you wanna fuck on me? I'm gonna fuck on you. Just cause you have a gun doesn't mean that you can fucking tackle me and try and take my phone.
Right.
I'm gonna fuck you up, dude.
Like, can we just be good human beings?
No.
Like, I'm all for, like, you can be whatever the heck you want to be and do whatever the heck you want to do. I don't care. Like, just be nice.
Yeah, it goes a long way.
I did call people who consider themselves woke idiots, but that wasn't very nice of me. But when I say woke, I mean like the new version of woke, which is like,
please tell us, explain.
The people who are the problematic, who try to create chaos or try to create a problem.
We were just talking about this earlier.
Like that's my version of like wokeness. Like, you're trying to,
it's not my job,
pick
to
something,
educate you.
Or like it's like you're trying to nitpick like something someone said, or you're videoing everything trying to find a problem so that you can blast them and like be a jerk about it when maybe they didn't know better, or like they were just having a general conversation. Like, there's this, I'm not gonna talk about it, that's fine.
Well,
I'm just gonna explain a video, but like,
I'll bring up Elphaba. Have you heard of Elphaba? It's a really problematic TikToker.
Okay, that's probably the video I was gonna talk about. But
At McDonald's?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, just at a different restaurant.
Elphaba is like a quote trans woman, but not, because it's a dude that like dresses up in makeup and stuff. Like, you're not a trans woman, you're just like a cross-dresser, in my opinion, like, which is fine, but don't act like you're fucking trans then, and then be like, I'm a woman. Like, you have chin hair. Which, like, fine, whatever, some women want to have chin hair, but don't be walking around like, I'm a woman, but you have like you have shit going on.
Right. I just hate, like, the animosity of it all.
Right. Like, that's what it is. And she runs around, she, quote, like, runs around trying to start shit with people. Like,
right. Like, if they were to call her ma'am or, like, sir, then she'd probably be like, how dare you? I'm a man.
I'm sticking up for all the trans women. And she's, like, screaming at McDonald's at 2 a.m. at these people and videotaping it and then being like, I'm sorry, I'm just not going to put up with this discrimination. And it's like, you're freaking out over literally nothing. I don't even think anything was there to, like, start it. I don't think anybody called her dude. Live your life.
If I make a mistake, just politely correct me. Yeah. I don't know.
You know what is my favorite? Is Patrick's mom, her voice is very, like, deep. Mm-hmm. And so we'll go through, like, a drive-through or whatever. Mm-hmm. And people, if you don't see her face, you'd be like, okay, sir, pull around. And then she gets there and people are like, and it's like, what's she going to do? Freak out? She's going to be like, no, sorry, I've smoked 2 packs of cigarettes since I was 12. Like, this is what I just sound like.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But she could choose to get pissed about it. But it's like, why would you?
Because what's the point?
It's not a big fucking deal.
I don't think that person was being malicious in the drive.
Yes. Yes. This is a McDonald's. Like, I don't fucking care what you
and
are.
That's why I just feel like it's so funny in, like, today's day. People think too much of themselves.
Yes.
And think people care.
Yeah, it's very grandiose.
About themselves.
Yeah.
Like, care about you.
Yeah.
Like, in the sense of, like...
Yeah, like, if you do something and you think about it all day, you're like, oh my god, I can't believe I did that at the grocery store and that guy behind me saw it.
Yeah,
and
he probably didn't think about it twice.
Literally, don't care.
In my head, he's thinking about it all day. No, he doesn't care that much about me.
No, and you think... It was very, like, late in life, I feel like, when I learned that, when I was probably after 20s, and I'm, like, thinking about embarrassing stuff, mm-hmm. and it's like, no, whoever was there to witness it literally doesn't think about it.
Right.
You're the one that thinks about it all the time.
It's like, why do I think I'm so important? Or, like, if I see a pimple on my face, I'm like, oh my god, everyone can see this pimple.
No one cares about my pimple.
They know that I ate chocolate last night and I'm breaking out. Right. It's like the same concept, but, like, in today's day, it's bigger and brighter because of social media.
Right.
And I feel like people just have this, like, sense of entitlement.
Yes.
And that, they just want to, like, exploit everyone. Like, they want to, like...
Right. I can't believe you would treat me like that.
Yes, and it's like, exactly. And it's like, who are you? Sorry. I don't... What?
Yeah.
Like, I just don't get it.
I always think about that guy at the bar. He said... He puffed his arms out at me. He said, name's Jonesy, don't forget. And I was like, okay. And it's going to cost you an extra $1 for your Busch Light now, buddy.
Right.
Sorry. And before he left, I went, name's Haley, don't forget. Like, who do you think you are? Do you know who I am?
Right. Right.
Yeah, I think about that guy a lot. He's a woman beater.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and every time I see him, I just want to, like, punch him in the face.
Yeah.
Because he thinks that he's, like, super entitled, but...
Like, hot shit.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't start any shit like that because people probably know who I'm talking about.
Oh, no.
It's fine. I don't really care. He can come at me, bro.
We're talking about blasting people. We're blasting people.
Yeah,
hey, we blast the actual baddies.
Yes. Yeah, I just
and thought, not baddies in the good term.
Right, but that was... he's a bad boy. But he... Like, it was literally the first time where I was like, hold the phone, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, and I made him get down. I've done this to a lot of, like, entitled... Not a lot. I've done it specifically, I can think of 2 times, mm-hmm. to these very entitled men, mm-hmm. that think they can come into the bar and act a certain way, and I make them, like, beg me, mm-hmm. for a drink. Like, I am holding the power, buddy. Right. Where do you think... You think you're going to come back here and just grab yourself a beer or something? Like, mm-hmm. If I don't want to give it to you, guess what? You're not going to get it.
Right. Right. Right.
I miss working in the bar.
Do you?
Yes, I really do. It was fun. I want it back, but I don't want
you
it back.
Do?
No. I want to bartend. I don't want to work for insert name here.
Yeah. So, where would you want to work?
At the Colfax Bar and Grill.
Oh.
Under a different name. Yeah. I don't want to work at the Long Branch because it's a different environment.
Okay.
I don't really know how to, like, explain that.
Okay.
But, yeah, I just really liked it in Colfax. Like, bartending in Colfax is fun. It's, like, what I was meant to do.
Yeah.
no, I own don't it. Know about that, but I mean, like, no, yeah, which is why I like working at the coffee shop, because I just like to know what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
People come in and they're like, have you heard? And I'm like, oh, no, because I haven't been at the bar, so fucking tell me what's going on around here.
I feel so disconnected. So I can
tell other people when they come in. That's hilarious. Didn't I just see you have a catchy? You haven't set it up yet? Or what?
No, I haven't.
But it's not catching bugs. They haven't been
a problem for a while.
Yeah, it's because it's cold. Bugs are dead.
They all need to die.
Yeah, I know. But you know what I miss most about the bar?
What?
Money.
Oh,
obviously. Yeah. But the coffee shop is going well. It's good. Yeah. It's good.
Good.
But yeah, like definitely financials. Money makes the world go round.
Maybe just hold out a little bit longer.
I am. I'm going to hold out for a very long time. I will never go back until there's a for sale sign in the fucking window. And you can tell everybody I said that.
Yeah. Ooh. I know. Also, I'm in a weird situation here.
You know what's kind of funny? I don't know. I kind of want to, like, question the owners and be like, why do you hate me? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
They will not interact with me, won't even look at me. And it's like, I'm a 30-year-old woman, and you are a fucking 60-year-old couple.
Maybe it was
like,
the way you ended it?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah. Which, I mean, whatever. I'm not saying that I'm so important that you guys have to talk to me. Don't you know just who I am? Around. Yeah, don't you care about me? Like, I don't know. It just feels like, hey, I worked there for 9 years. Like, let's not be, like, junior high kids where you're gonna, like, mean mug me when I walk in the door.
Right. It's maybe weird. It's just still fresh.
Fresh wounds.
Fresh wounds.
I don't think they'll talk to me
and
ever.
And then
again.
I said I would work. And then I didn't. And then you fucking didn't.
Everybody was really looking forward to it too.
I know. Other things have arrived.
You don't think you'll want to even like entertain it anymore?
No.
Okay. All right.
No. Nice. No, because
moved on.
Yep. I got other things cooking, so it's like
hey, your sourdough is fucking firing up. I told everybody. Oh, went to my first company Christmas party.
Oh, fun.
Last weekend. It was fun. Patrick and I. It was his. Obviously, it wasn't a fucking hug-a-mug Christmas party, but yeah, Alliance Grand Christmas party at the Legion in Chatsworth. It was nice.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it was. It was good times. There's not that many people in the company, so like I don't know. There's probably 50 people there or something. Not everybody showed up. I want to say there's like 80 people total in the company. Something like that. So at one point they made everybody like grab the microphone and introduce themselves and say like what location they work at. And like it goes around to the first table, you know, and he's like, my name's Jim. I'm at Cropsy. This is my wife, Heather, or whatever, you know. And I looked at Patrick. I go, what are you going to say? He's like, you're my wife. Obviously, I'm not going to be like... Yeah, and I was like, oh, thank you for not making, don't be weird. Don't
right.
Be like, this is my girlfriend.
Right, right.
Like, I think we're a little, he was like, yeah.
We're past that.
That's exactly what he said. He was like, we're fucking past that. Like,
right.
Come on, dude.
Right.
And one of the other people, another couple at a different location, like, I just met them for the first time. His name's Stubby.
Oh, cool.
He's missing, he's got a stub as a hand or whatever. Not his real name. His parents didn't name him Stubby, even though he came out like that.
Oh.
Yeah, he's just congenital.
That was a miss.
Yeah, I know, right? But his girlfriend also, he was like, this is my wife. And she was like, fucker, we're not even fucking married. We've been together for like 9 years. And I was like, oh. Cheers.
But I'm not like pissed off about it.
Right. I was like, how about that common law though, huh? For insurance purposes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. But yeah, it was like neat meeting everybody else.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, because I mean, really,
I want to go to a Christmas party.
Yeah, it was lit. Also, they gave away like a fucking solo like fire stove thing, you know, a Yeti cooler, 2 Yeti cups, a 55-inch TV, a 50-inch TV, 2 gift cards to Dave's Supermarket. Everybody in the whole company won something.
What'd you win?
$100.
Oh, wow.
A crisp $100 bill.
Wow.
Yeah. And then there was a $1,000 prize, a $500 prize, and a $250 prize. And then, like, I think it was, like, 10 people won $100, and, like, 15 people won $50. And then, like, the gift card, a luggage set. Yeah, some people want like a 55-inch TV. It was just like a, they did like the bingo, right, you know, thing and called your number.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, I was like, how have we not been to this before? What the fuck? Patrick, you've been there for 4 years. We've been missing out. We could have had a fucking TV by now. God damn.
Right. You never know. That's hilarious.
I know, because then I was like, dude, if we win that TV, we're putting it in the bedroom. Patrick was like, yeah. And I was like, no, motherfucker. We decided a long time ago we're not having a TV in the bedroom. Yeah.
That's funny.
We'll put it in the basement, obviously. And he was like, oh, yeah. The basement. Like, yeah. God. That would be great. That's so fun. I know. Fix it up and have a nice little...
Movies like romantic... Or like... Not romanticized, but like they make holiday parties look like the...
Yeah, they like romanticize it. Yeah, and it was. They had a guy playing... Picking in the grinning.
Should we have a holiday party? We should have a holiday party.
We should have a holiday party
with us.
All of our listeners. You have to show up to the Chatsworth Legion.
Yes. Just the Legion in Colfax.
Yeah, obviously. Or
just the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
No. No. Just the Legion.
Just the Legion. Yeah. It would be funny to have it at the bar, though. We talk about the bar so much.
Talk about that. And we talk about doing a live podcast.
None of this is real.
Right.
We always say, we're just acting over here.
Yeah, nothing. Just acting. Give me a year.
Nothing we say.
Give me a year to do anything
nothing
again.
Nothing we say is real.
Yeah, so next year.
Hey, are you guys going to do anything for Valentine's Day?
Nope.
I feel like we've talked about this before.
We have never really celebrated Valentine's Day. Our first Valentine's Day.
And we don't either.
And I probably talked about this on our last year's podcast. But Flint, our first Valentine's Day together. And I like woke up early, made him breakfast. I printed out a cute little photo of him and his family because his dad was going through chemo. So, like, they all had, like, a family photo. And, like, I had a cute little heart candle. And he was like, oh, I didn't do anything.
Here's a kiss.
I didn't do anything for you. And I was like, oh, okay. And then from there on out, we didn't celebrate Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I feel like we just, like...
maybe we've gone to dinner before, but it's never been, like, oh, it's Valentine's Day. Let's go out.
Let me do a thing. Yeah. I actually got him something for Valentine's Day. Yeah, I was influenced by TikTok.
Okay.
It's the best. I hope it gets here. Like, the mail, it seems, like, slow. It's not going to be here till the 15th, it says, which is the day after Valentine's Day, which pisses me off. But, so I'm afraid to say it because I want it, if it's not here by the time he listens to this, because he fucking listens to our podcast.
Yeah, how dare you?
God damn it! But I'll say it anyways because it's funny. Because if you guys want it,
because
you need
Patrick,
to order
if
it.
You're listening right now, go ahead and pause and jump forward about 10 minutes
or three. It's not gonna take me very long. I ordered it off Amazon. It is a projector. That you put. So basically I'm going to put it on his truck, driver's side door. So when he opens it, it projects a photo on the ground and it's my face. And I'm like, it's like a really like scary smile.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like fucking $15.
Right.
I was like, I have to have this.
Right.
And so I'm like, I'm going to get like some items and be like, hey, I got you a Valentine's Day present. It's in your truck. And then when he opens the door, it's my fucking scary face.
That'll be funny.
On the ground.
I like that.
Yeah. And I don't know if I can, because I had to upload the photo to like purchase it. And so I'm like, can I change the picture ever if I want? Right. You know, I don't know. But yeah, it's fucking taking forever to come in the mail, even though, you know, you order off Amazon and it's like label created.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Illinois.
Weird.
So why is it going to take a whole nother week to get here? And it's like the thing where it's like the 15th through the 24th. And I'm like, there's no fucking way it's going to take that long. It's already in Illinois.
Yeah.
I want to go up there and get it if it's not here by freaking Valentine's Day. But yeah, it's just like my face is like, yeah.
Right. You know, I like a part of me like kind of wishes like Flint would at least get me flowers or something.
Yeah, I think Patrick does get me flowers every once in a while.
But like.
Or we'll go out to Din-Din. Yeah, just like a heart. Just give me a heart full of chocolate.
Yeah, give me some chocolates and some flowers and that's all I need. So Flint, if you can hear me, you're right upstairs.
Valentine's Day is coming up, buddy. Oh, I did see a TikTok of this guy. He always does like treat your wife good, like, mm-hmm. aggressive, like, things you can do for your wife. And he's like, check the fucking recycling. What's she drinking? Mm-hmm. Go buy it at the store. He's like, put it in a bin. What do you look around the house? Does she have buckets because she feeds horses? Does she have metal bins? Are they woven baskets? Go buy one at Dollar Tree. Put mm-hmm. flowers in it. Step one. Step two, chocolate. Bitches love chocolate. Like,
right. And he like, does like a little. It's not that hard. And I don't right. think my. I honestly don't really know.
Listen what. Up, buddy. Listen up, big boy. Is he talking to your mom?
I don't know.
Probably. He looks so cute in I just that feel sweatshirt. It's like too big for him. It looks like he's wearing his boyfriend's sweatshirt.
Oh, you're so cute.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that hat?
Is it Fortnite? Flint, why are you acting like you're on the phone, but you're really not? Oh, you are. Are you talking to the big are lady?
Oh, my baby's mama, mama.
Your baby's mama.
Hey, what's up, baby mama, mama?
He loves talking to Emily. God. Yeah, she's like really a good conversationalist.
Yeah, the conversation sure. today was solid. I'm glad you got a witness.
It was solid. It was definitely a great word for it. It was very enlightening. I learned a lot, including the first six numbers of your phone number, unknown if it was going to be yeah. somebody else's or not.
Yeah, I don't know. It was such a weird yeah. situation.
Oh, are you talking
did
to
you,
us?
Did you tell your mom about?
It's a definite possibility.
No. I mean, no, Mark, that was not like
can we,
the.
Can we go back to what? So you said that she told you to take her to the hospital.
This is not true. You're making stuff up now.
Okay, she did say that.
Are you an investigator?
My grandpa is not in the hospital. Jeez Louise, Mom.
She doesn't know where he's at. That's one of the things she said on the phone this morning. She doesn't
already
know what the
told
fuck
her
is going
he
on.
Is in the nursing home.
Oh, correct. Yeah, that's right. And she's like, I don't know. Nobody's telling me what's going
I'm
on.
Like, right. I just told you.
Hey, let's give out your mom's phone number if anybody wants to chat. You can just call for
that
a good time.
That would be hilarious.
We should write it on like a bathroom wall somewhere. Call for a good time.
Oh my gosh.
Write her number. She would love it.
Yeah, she would.
She would absolutely.
She would or then she would be paranoid.
Oh, yeah. You're right. It could be. Oh.
It's the drugs.
You know what would be super fun is to record a podcast with your mom and ask her about conspiracies. Like if she believes in aliens and stuff.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Have you been seeing all this fucking alien stuff, by the way? Oh my god, dude.
Dude, I haven't looked at my phone. I have zero energy to do anything.
There is aliens everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah, dude, UFOs.
Tell me more.
A lot of them are definitely like USOs, unidentified submersible objects.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they're for sure probably coming from the water because there's a lot of activity going on there.
Where?
In the water.
Yeah, but
because it's like 90% of the earth is water, you know.
Yeah, and but like, is it a specific ocean or is it just
all the oceans? But also, so it's like a very good argument to say that of course they would be in the water, because if they come from like other galaxies mm-hmm. or whatever, you know, other places, then water is like water. Like you can't. Water is from this 33 degrees to, you know, whatever degrees that it evaporates, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's like if there's water on other planets, then it's probably about the same as the water on our planet. So it's easier for them to like deal with, you know what I'm saying?
Like to travel in?
Yeah. Or like to live. Like maybe they're using it as like maybe propulsion or whatever, energy, like some sort of like.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I read.
I believe it. Oh my gosh, you know who I freaking love? The dad on 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, Sam's dad?
Yes.
Oh my god, when he was watering that spot in the grass.
Him, yes.
Me too. And was like.
Sam was like, it was weird that night. I'm not going to say it wasn't. It was weird.
I actually believe in that couple. I
Me
think
too.
It's real.
Me
like
too.
I think
oh,
that they
sure.
really like each other. She's not just trying to come to America
because
her dad is cool. And I
I'm
think
just confused on whether or not he has bottom teeth. Like that's what I just want to
I don't think he does.
I don't think he does either.
And I think that he's a drug addict.
Because like currently, you think he's still on drugs?
He keeps saying that he got caught with Suboxone without a prescription. But if you get caught with Suboxone without a prescription, all you have to do is go to court. Like if you get caught without an insurance card,
well,
but you
have insurance. Well, they basically said he could file something and then...
People looked up his charges. He also got caught with cocaine.
That same time?
Yes. Yeah.
Why are you not being truthful to her?
Well, I'm sure on TV you can't be like, I also got caught with cocaine.
Right. So maybe it was like a...
Yeah, maybe he did know, but he like...
Or he's like, that would be too far for Citra's dad.
The cop. I'm not going to tell the cop that I also got caught with cocaine.
But you're coming on a show. Of course that's going to come to light.
Yeah, did you not? What? Oh, yeah. Did you see what's his ass? Clayton, who I don't like. The guinea pig fucking closet mom guy.
Him working out the day before.
Making those like guinea pig noises. Yes. He was like jumping around. They have been putting out pictures of him when he was like a teenager. And he's like getting pissed. And it's like everybody was ugly when they were 15. Yes. Fucking relax. Exactly. Dude. It's like, okay. It's fine. You know, don't get mad about it.
I do feel bad for her. I can't remember her name right now.
Oh, or not Alina, but it's something like that. Annalie. I think she wants a one-way ticket to America, like hard fucking core. And there's speculation that her family needs like medical stuff, and so that's why she's trying to get citizenship, so she can bring like her mom or something needs like medical care.
But then I feel bad for her because she's like, I have to do this for my family. But she's like, I want out of this.
She has the ick, as the people will say. Did you see in their like thingy when they're, you know, it introduces them and she like has a hold of his hand and she like, you can tell she's like, blah, but he like grabs it tighter. Oh, and no. It's like, no, that's not good. Every time they like kiss each other, her face is just like, whoa. And at first I thought that's just her face, but I don't think she really.
Yeah.
Hey, you have gross.
And she's like, wait, what? We're living with your mom? And your sister's basically confirming you will never not live with your mom?
Yeah.
And the guinea pigs. And the guinea pigs. I think she liked him when he was visiting her.
100%.
And then she came to America and was like, oh, you just sit there and play video games all day. We live with your mom and these guinea pigs.
And dogs.
And, yeah.
And like your apartment's like hoarded.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I would be completely like, and so I don't blame her for the day before the wedding. She, because after having that conversation with his sister, I think she was like, I need to rethink something.
Yeah, and then she got a stripper and he was like, never again a stripper. And she's like, I didn't order this shit. Also, right. I thought it was lovely when the stripper came out and she went, immigration?
Yeah.
She's funny. She is fucking great and I love her. And his mom being like, can we get some freaking hamburgers around here?
It's like, right, like, ew, what, you weirdo? Go eat some American, go make some American food. Okay.
Fucking chew on some more metal.
She looks like she's had a hard life.
She looks like she chews on metal.
Yeah. No, but going back to Sam and his dad, because we got here.
Yes.
Guys, we love 90 Day. We can't help it.
I fucking love it.
But Sam's dad, he believes in aliens, and he also... looks like he believes in aliens. When Sam was getting converted, yes, and his dad pulls up and he's got the glasses on, I'm like, yes,
I yes, love
you
it.
Look like you love aliens. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, he was like watering that piece of grass and he's like, something jumped off the roof and it ain't grown since.
And Sam's like, honestly, something weird did happen that night, and the next morning that spot was there.
I love it. It also led me to the BFRO.com, Bigfoot Research Organization.
Okay.
And they do trips where you go out and like you camp and you go hunting for Bigfoots.
Do you think they plant sounds?
No. I think that Bigfoot is real and Bigfoot does make sounds.
But to pay to go on a trip.
Oh, yeah.
They probably plant sounds.
They fucking better, because it's like $300 a person.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
But then it's like, this isn't even real.
I know.
No, I'm on Bigfoot TikTok.
Yeah.
So, like, this one guy always goes to the spot, and, like, they're, like, exchanging gifts back and forth, him and this creature.
Oh, cute.
And it's, like, trying to figure out... And he goes at night, but he just has his flashlight.
I don't like that.
Me either. I'm like, go during the day. What are you doing?
Yeah, you don't have to do this exchange at night.
Like, no.
Then he can see you, but you can't see him.
Right.
Or her. Whatever you are, Bigfoot. We're not going to get into it.
No.
But like, yeah, I am very intrigued by the videos that are sounds.
Yeah.
The very much like people are always like, it's fucking mountain lions or whatever. And it's like, I don't think, I know that animals can make crazy noises, mm-hmm. but when it sounds like a word, yeah, Flint's really fucking clinking around on his oatmeal in there or whatever. But they have these, like, they'll make sounds and it almost sounds like a word or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't, you know, I don't think it sounds like a person. It's yeah. not a fucking mountain lion.
Yeah, mountain lions do make some wild noises.
Right, right.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's possibilities of things being out there that don't want to be seen.
Yeah, especially if they're, like, intelligent. Oh,
yeah.
I'll tell you afterwards who it was, but at the coffee shop, I've been bringing it up just because I want to start shit mm-hmm. at 6 o'clock in the morning, and mm-hmm. I'll be like, Bigfoot, yes or no? And this one guy goes, are you fucking kidding me? Like, he started to freak out. He goes, oh my God.
Is your face like red?
I can't even say it because it was just so out of the blue at 6 o'clock in the morning. I didn't know this was going to happen to me. He goes, obviously it couldn't be real because, people think that, men and women came from monkeys. Like, of course we didn't fucking come from monkeys. God made us. So how could there be an in-between? There's no way. Right, Flint?
We didn't descend from monkeys.
Yeah, God made us. So that Bigfoot can't be real because we didn't come from monkeys. So there is no in-between.
But we descended from a common ancestor with monkeys.
Oh, interesting. Mm. So did God invent the monkeys and then they...
That's it. That's
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
He left us with
and
that.
And goodbye.
Mic drop.
Mic drop. But yeah, at 6 o'clock in the morning, he was like, Jesus Christ, Haley. But he would never say Jesus Christ. But he was like, wow, you're going to ask me this really fucking stupid question at 6 o'clock in the morning. Is Bigfoot real? Like, ugh, no, God made us. We didn't come from monkeys. Jesus, Lord, get your shit together.
Mercy.
Yeah, literally. It was really funny. And then I was like, oh, I didn't know. Sorry, I didn't mean to like fucking poke the bear there. I didn't know you're going to freak the fuck out. And then I was like, flat earth, go. And he fucking Googled Bible verses that says the earth is round. So just in case you were all wondering, obviously the earth is round because that's what it says in the Bible. And the Bible is right.
Yeah.
It
wasn't. Trust it with all your heart and don't question anything.
Yeah. And he goes, yeah. And like, did God invent dinosaur bones? Yeah, he did. God made dinosaurs. He can make anything he wants. And do you know what killed them? An asteroid? Wasn't an asteroid. The Ice Age. Obviously, killed all the dinosaurs. And I was like, boy, coming in strong with the confidence. Were they talking about this on Fox News last night? Because, like,
wow.
You're really, really educated.
That is so hilarious. Yeah. I love it when people are, like, so matter-of-fact about things that you really have no idea.
No fucking idea. Yeah. He was super, super confident. And he was, like, irritated at the fact that, like, how could you even think that Bigfoot is real? Like, we came from monkeys? Like, we're fucking apes? What the... You're out of your mind. Out of your goddamn mind. 6 o'clock in the morning, Haley.
That's funny.
I was like, oh, shit, my bad. And then a couple other people were like, I don't want to be asked this at 7 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, oh, you're probably right.
I would have loved it.
Yeah, it was fun. It was good times. And then I said my piece that I think that Bigfoot is an alien and they're just traveling through dimensions. Mm-hmm. And that's why we don't see them because, mm-hmm. yeah, because I think aliens can be whatever they want.
Yeah.
I did watch.
I agree. It's not just like a green.
No, I watched Encounters on Netflix. Holy shit, dude.
Is it good?
Oh, it's so good. And it's like...
Are we going to share Netflix?
Yes, we are. 100%. Because I want to like rewatch it because I was mm-hmm. like crocheting at the same time. And it was a hard project that I was working on. Mm-hmm. And it was really pissing me off. So I couldn't really pay attention to the show as much mm-hmm. as I wanted. But one of them is about this case in Africa that 60 school children say that they saw the same thing.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was fucking aliens in a spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I believe them. Yeah, I believe 60 children.
Yeah.
I don't believe two, but I believe 60.
Right. I believe that this, like, world, this universe is much crazier than what we think and what we see. And, like, so Theo Vaughn did an episode with this doctor. It's called, like, Near Death. experiences. Did you listen to that one?
I haven't downloaded, but I haven't listened to it yet.
And I love it because I truly believe like all things can exist.
Right.
Right. Like I don't.
Anything is possible.
Yes. Like and because I think aliens exist, I doesn't mean I don't think like heaven or that dimension.
Right. Is all of thing. It can be true.
Right. Like all of it can be true. And like Flint and I also watch a lot of shows like Life After Death. Basically, uh-huh. People who were clinically dead, yeah. Had an experience, and so this doctor talks about on this podcast how
excuse me
he does, like, he's a practicing doctor with cancer patients, but also on the side he does like he's a world renowned doctor who studies and takes surveys and
is
like
his
dives
name.
In deeper to near-death experiences
is
or people who
Newton?
Had an experience.
Something Newton?
I can't remember. Okay. It's like one of the first.
But he wrote a couple books on it.
Yes, wrote a couple books.
Yeah.
And he, like this episode came out not too long ago.
Yeah, I have it downloaded.
And so basically he like takes all these surveys and there's always just, it's always very similar.
Right.
Always very similar. And it's right. Like
all these people,
like,
can't be making
the
up the
survey
same thing.
Takes over an hour to complete.
Ooh.
So it's also like to like weed out people who are just being stupid.
Right.
And also like to deter people who are just trying to be silly, like to take the survey, because who's going to sit down taking over an hour long survey
if they're a liar and just
right.
Trying to like be, you know,
right? But and it's also anonymous, so like no Ooh. One gets credit,
right? Very good.
So it's like to deter people from like,
yeah,
wanting to BS,
right?
And he talks a lot about that, and he talks about just how it's all very common. Like, people have different experiences, but there's, like, the common, like,
the light.
And the common, like, all you feel is peace and mm-hmm. love. And that, like, it's just pure joy and, like, happiness. And, like, just having that experience.
Yeah.
And then also, like having, like, a lot of people have like some form of life review,
yeah, yeah.
And but who it's in front of, like, it doesn't, like, it depends,
yeah,
or whatever,
yeah.
But like just to go through your, and like time is weird,
right? Right.
Time is super weird. You're only like clinically dead no more than probably 20 minutes,
but it feels like hours.
But it feels like you've been there for so long,
yeah.
And like the fact that, like, so one person was horseback riding and trying to break this horse, and she went out and the horse bucked her off and she hit her head,
yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, her experience is that she sees herself laying right. on the ground. She's far away from the barn, so no one knows she's out there, but the horse runs back to the barn and she can tell you, like, the conversation and who's in the barn and where they're at.
Crazy.
Because she was able to, like, just see that scenario play out, yeah. And see the horse ride up and see them.
Right. And how, like, would she know?
Yeah. Exactly.
I was just telling you, like, I listened to the Steve-O's podcast with Chris Angel, mm-hmm. and they were talking about near-death experiences, because they were also talking about psychics and stuff. But Steve-O said that he either, like, watched a video or listened to, like, a testimony of a lady that said, she saw her doctor leave the room and go eat something, and he got, like, spaghetti sauce on his shirt or something mm-hmm. like that. And then, but he put his, like, gown back on or whatever, and he couldn't, the lady that died could never have known that he spilled yeah. something on his shirt, but she brought it up after, like,
mm-hmm.
she came back to life, and the doctor was like, well, how could you fucking know that? Because, right. like, that, you know,
mm-hmm.
she was like, I saw it because I was dead, but right. I'm alive.
Right.
Grant, come be on our podcast.
Grant, come here.
Grant.
You want to close it out?
Grant, come here and say hello to the people. Why is it crying? Grant, come down here, buddy.
Let's go try it. He wants to know if we're going to Elden Isaac's house still, and we are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have to close out our podcast first. Existential crisis after a nap.
Yeah.
Me too, buddy.
Sometimes I wake up like, oh, that was not a restful nap.
Oh my god. Flint, wrap him up in your big sweatshirt. We're down here.
Come here, buddy.
Buddy. Grant, can you see me?
Can you see me?
Yeah.
Can you see me? Mommy's right here.
Oh, I'm here, dude.
Go get him and close out this gosh darn podcast. I don't think he feels good either. I think he's like, he has a green snot in his nose, so that can't be a good sign. Hi! Do you want to talk on our podcast? Yes. Come here, we got a blanket and everything. You want to put on the headphones?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you can hear me? Oh, baby. Here, you want to put on the headphones? Here, put them on. Oh, and then you can hear me. And then you can hear you, too. You want to try?
No.
Okay. Oh, okay. We're just going to say goodbye to everybody and to have a good day.
Thanks for listening.
He looks rough.
Yeah.
Did you have a good nap?
Yes.
You did. Did you have any dreams?
Yes.
What did you dream about?
Oh, Bubba's awake too. Shit. Are we gonna go get Bubba?
Yes.
Can you say thank you for listening? Say, I love you.
Hello.
Have a good night.
Hello.
See you next time.
Hello. Bye.
Cheers.
Your face is a mess.
What about cheers?
He's like, I'm over this.
Cheers. All right,
cheers, everyone.
Cheers. Love you.
Love you.
Adios, mother...